Any questions so far?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Alex.
I don't know if you have the answer, but do you know how much of the listener revenue for KPFA came from large contributions? And by large, let's say a contribution of, say, over $5,000?
No, but keep in mind, we don't get that detailed information, unfortunately. But I'm hoping that we start. I can ask to see if they would share that. Obviously, we're not going to find anyone right now, but I could find out and send you an email, Alex.
Lyndon for the staff.
Go ahead, Lyndon. Alex, were you done?
Yeah.
Alex, okay, go ahead, Lyndon. If you have the spreadsheet in front of you, you can see they have major donor income, a very large amount in October and in July. Just those 2 months came up to $97,000.
Correct. They do separate it. So for the line 36, net income left him in the black by $530,000 versus prior year.
Anita?
Yes,
this is James with a question. I'm sorry to interrupt you mid-thought there. I thought you paused. We have an obligation to our lender, I'll say, to apply certain amounts of windfall income to our obligation. Is there any system that you're aware of for accounting for that and keeping track of that, just in case they might come and ask us for an accounting of
unless that? It would have to be at the station level, because we do not have that detail. So I would imagine your development department at the station is tracking it in some manner, whether it's in Allegiance or whatever membership software that they track it in.
Seems like we might be better served to have a more centralized tracking of that, just in case we get asked about it. So I'll follow up on that later. Thank you.
Can I go again?
Sure. Lyndon, you were done, right?
Right.
Go ahead, Alex.
Well, it's wonderful news that we've had this boost in revenue at KPFA, but I think it behooves us to find out what was behind it. Maybe other stations can learn something from KPFA. Anita, do you have any good idea of what was the cause of this rather significant increase in revenue?
I do not, but we did ask for detailed information, essentially some, just like if there is a timing, or is it all due to the pledge drive, or is it just lump sum or ongoing monthly contributions? We don't know. I'm hoping that the business manager will share that information.
This is Sharon for the stack.
Are we done, Alex?
Yes.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay, first of all, I still object to Alex being in this meeting. He is not a member of this committee. Regarding the funds coming in, it's because of the reason why, it's because we have an excellent general manager, and he is excellent at programming. And he removes people from the air. No, I shouldn't say that. I should just say that he is excellent at rearranging the strip, the grid, so that people will listen to the programs that are put on our airways. And that is why we have a strong listener base that supports us.
Can I speak again?
Yeah, I just want to note for Sharon's benefit that, as she knows, we ruled on the question of directors sitting in on committee meetings, and we settled that question, and directors are allowed to sit in on CMB committee meetings. And now I heard two people. One was Alex. Who was the other person?
I don't really understand why you guys get to overrule the bylaws, because the bylaws specifically state who may be on the committee.
Who's speaking? Who was just speaking? I assume that was Sharon. That's out of order. I heard Alex. Was there someone else trying to speak? Maybe that was Sharon.
Teresa.
Go ahead, Alex. Oh, Teresa. Okay. Let's hear Alex, and then we'll go to Teresa. Go ahead, Alex.
I just want to respond to Ms. Adams' statement. Presumably, your general manager was equally proficient in the year before and the year before that and the year before that. He's been your general manager for at least 4 or 5 years, if I recall. So your answer doesn't really answer the question at all why you had this sudden boost in revenue. If it's all a result of the special talents of your general manager, then I don't know why we didn't see the same output in previous years. So there must be something else going on.
Sharon for the stack.
I have suggested this in the past. When KPFA did a pledge drive where they said where they were raising money for local charities in addition to donations to the station, this was right at the beginning of the pandemic, I think like in May. I said this is what KPFT should do, because when you convey that you are generous to your community, people will want to give. So I think that this general manager has conveyed vision and leadership. They have conveyed confidence. They have conveyed competence and fiduciary management of their money. So their listener base wants to give. Obviously, they prepare for their pledge drives. And even in the midst of the pandemic, they are conveying a relevance and a service to their community. And I would give to that. I would put that entity in my will. If I had extra money, I would give to it, because they are conveying that they are generous and they are competent and they are relevant. So.
All right.
Every one of our stations go for that. Thank you.
All right. I just want to suggest that we not get into a discussion of the performance of any of our employees, be it good or bad, because that is a personnel discussion. I don't think anybody's going to sue us for saying good things about people, but it could lead to other comments, which we want to avoid. So let's try and leave out evaluations of people's performance. I think we have a question as to why there's a variance, and it's a legitimate question for.
Sorry, I said something nice about the general manager of KPFA.
That's okay. It's all good. I just want to hope that we don't go too much further down that track.
Oh my God.
All right. So I've had Sharon.
I'm just on the stack. Yes. Thank you, James. Yes. Just want to respond. Yes, it's true. Our general manager has been there about, I don't know exactly how many years, 5 or so. And it is quite a nice thing that he has brought in revenue and that he did a great job this year. And I really appreciate, Teresa, everything that you said, because I agree. It is the way that we address and reach out to our community that is why we are supported here. And I thank you for saying the thing about the fiduciary responsibility to the money, because, yes, people in our community do believe that KPFA is being run in a financially sound manner. That is key to why people are willing to donate. And just to that point, I will point out that the station in New York has been running at a deficit for about 10 years now without any change. So, I mean, I'm not sure when, you know, we start talking about years and things going on and this and that. Just want to point that out for the record again, and that nothing has happened there to change that deficit problem.
Alex, do the staff again.
All right, I'm going to give you one more whack and then ask if we can move on to the more of Anita's report. Go ahead, Alex.
I don't really think it's productive to have these hagiographic statements about the managers on the finance committee. We're trying to find out some facts so that we can better assist Pacifica as a whole. And this kind of happy talk and it doesn't really get us anywhere. And Ms. Adams, you do not speak for the entire KPFA community. I happen to know there are a number of other people in the KPFA community who strongly disagree with you.
Okay, we're going to try and let that
there's always a reason to attack success.
Please wait for recognition. I'm going to try and let that item lie and see if Anita can figure out where she left off and go on with her report.
Thank you, James. I have moved on. I'm looking at KPFK. Just wanted to point out, if you have that in front of you, I'm looking at AD column, row number 8, listener support. As you can see, they're behind from prior year by about 470,000, but we're slightly ahead or ahead in website income, one line down, row 9, by about 117,000, which is great. And car donations also was up by about 32,000. So if you compare, they actually exceeded prior year by about 42,000. Keep in mind that was 693,000 of the PPP grant there. In expenses, they are under in personal costs. That is line 20, same row, AD, by about 285,000 in personnel and benefits. The row, line 35, net income or loss, left them at 155,628 against a prior year of 442. The difference is that they had the extraordinary PPP grant. If not, they would have been without the 393,000 of that income, they actually would have shown the loss of 549,000. So I think it's important to be able to compare it to a prior year for comparison. Any questions on that?
I do have a question, Anita.
Okay.
We had that, I think it was February 6th motion from the PMB in 2020 that required KPFK to reduce their expenses by 30%. Of course, there was some confusion about exactly what that meant, 30% of what. But in terms of their overall expenses, we've been getting different reports. On one side, you know, the union says we've cut by 28%. Others have said, oh, we've hit the 30% goal. I realize you may not be able to tell me this off the top of your head right now, but are we looking at a 30% reduction in expense? Did we achieve that?
I think, quite frankly, you got very close. I don't have the number. I think Chris and I looked at it at one point. I want to say it was about 26-27%.
Yeah,
if you remember that, we did review it. I will confirm that.
I do remember that. I was just wondering, and because, again, that's part of why we need to further review the KPFK draft budget, because things have on the revenue side have continued to go down, so we may need to adjust that. All right, thank you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Lyndon for the stack.
Oh, okay. Let's get Lyndon in. Go ahead, Lyndon.
Were you done with the KPFK, Anita?
I was just going to make a comment that I did ask the business manager on two line items that exceeded, the variance was so large from prior year. One of it was professional fees legal, which my understanding is a negotiation with the union, and then general repairs and maintenance, also about $17,000 over from prior year. And the answer was that was ongoing issues in the building for the past 6 months. But I am finished, Linda.
Was that the plumbing, Anita?
Pardon me?
Was that the plumbing?
Yes.
Mostly? Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Anyone else?
This is Lyndon.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
May I go? Thank you.
Of course.
I'd asked Anita via email about the telemarketing because, it's $38,000 in July. The previous high month was $19,000 in March, and she replied that it's probably, a call center for the fund drive, and I would guess that also, but boy, that's a huge jump, double. And also I would note that the variance is, for the how many ever months that is through July is $96,000, and the prior year was only $10,000. So, that's interesting. That's a lot of money. I'd also point out that in the dire straits that KPFK is in, the administrative expenses are $73,000 higher than prior year to date. It just should not happen. I mean, people have to be watching the store much closer than that. And I looked at June year to date actuals, again, and at June, just a month ago, we were at $90,000. In the red, as opposed to now in July, we're at $155,000. And so, I went through the same rigmarole of adding back the PPP and the central services. So this, instead of $744,000 short in June and July, we're $809,000 short. But I also took a look at the last 6 months just to do an average. And for the last 6 months, we would be, as about 56,000 or so, we're down around 672,000 on a yearly basis that we're short. So those are the goals that we're looking for, we're looking at. That's big stuff. That's all I've had on this.
Thank you, Lyndon. We did ask probably every comment that you just added to the business manager for some details on it. And it might have been that they had not had a chance to review them because July actually financials just went out to the general managers and the business managers today.
Yeah.
James. Thank you, Anita. Go ahead, Fred.
Could I be on the stack too?
Yeah, I just recognized you, Fred, and then Teresa. Go ahead.
Yeah, Anita, I have a question. Under administrative expenses, I noticed that the taxes on line 68 were only $2,000 in fiscal year 20, where they're $12,000, which is about normal. Do you have any idea why they were so low the previous year?
I'm looking. Thank you. No, I do not. I've requested it. Go ahead.
Yeah, usually our property taxes are about $10,000 a year, and it appears that we didn't pay them in fiscal year 20.
I hope that is not the case. I'll find out.
Thank you.
Teresa?
Again, I guess I have to ask how, because we have been in limbo with this station, and we don't even really have an interim general manager that's very proactive. And I'm assuming that when Mo is there acting as their interim general manager, somebody must be paying him something from the KPFK budget. But my question is, how closely is the IED involved in this, since they are just hemorrhaging so much money? I mean, who is taking responsibility to, you know, say we need to make these changes now, or we need to write up this employee if they're, you know, being insubordinate or not doing their job? Who's running? Who's taking accountability here?
Who are you directing your question to? I'm not sure anybody can answer it. But
does anybody know? I guess I'm asking the whole group. It sounds to me as if Anita's meeting with the business manager some, but if they're still not accomplished, I guess I'm asking this whole group, is the interim executive director giving this some attention? Because obviously there's no leadership here right now. The general manager better hit the ground running. But
let's try to refrain from characterizations of the employee's performance. But
I'm sorry,
we get your question. We understand your question. That's okay. Does anyone? I thought I heard Beth perhaps offering an answer. Who else was that?
This is a point of order. Are we going to go into executive session?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Not necessary. Thanks. Yep. Go ahead, Beth.
I want to be careful with this because it could imply personnel issues. But I think that the fact that the situation has deteriorated and continues to deteriorate and just drift is indicative of a dearth of managerial attention. The same problem we're having with the fact that there's no programming director right now. You know, the employees are doing their best to cope without that guidance, and some of us are doing what we can to try to step in and help give them the support they need. There was a sort of a breakthrough set of meetings over the course of the past week to address the financial difficulties. And for the first time ever, I found myself as an LSB member in the same room and in dialogue with staff. And that really felt like a breakthrough of some kind, like a momentous moment, because each of us learned a lot we hadn't known before. But so, and then that's good that that happened, but that's not the same thing as having functional management. I'll leave it right there. Thank you.
Okay. Do you want to continue, Anita?
Yes, if I may.
Of course.
Again, I have now moved on to WBAI, and we're almost to the tail end, if you will. They were ahead year-to-date in revenue by $162,000. Primarily, that was a major donor income of $200,000 that they received in June. And then, of course, the PPP funds of $126,000. Expenses are somewhat flat, though there is some overruns. as an example, in personal costs, line 16, they were down from prior year by about $30,000. And nothing else that I saw, their net income, line 31, is $26,127 in the red versus prior year of $235,000. So again, PPP funds had a huge impact on that. And I had made myself a note. I'm also checking a couple of things from them. They have on line 60, consultant stamps and contractual. They're showing an increase of about $56,000 from prior year. Unless if someone knows what that is, I do not. Again, it will really help when we have detailed information. Any questions on WBAI? Hearing none, if you will indulge me, we'll move over to WPFW. That's the last tab, if you will. If you look at line 8, listener support, and also line 9, major donor, they are ahead in both areas by about $120,000. So year to date, from prior year, they were ahead by $283,000. Of course, 141 of that included the PPP funds. Expenses, we have some areas highlighted, primarily in development expenses. They are show year-to-date of $95,000 in comparison to prior year of $3,800. Again, until I hear back, I'm not aware what that is. And the net income on line 32 is $147,333 against a loss of prior year of $94,000. So that's quite an improvement, if you will. Is there any questions or comments from this on WPFW? Hearing none. That completes my report then.
Anita, was there anything remarkable in the affiliates national office or the archives?
There was really nothing to report because keep in mind the affiliates I don't have prior year there comparison, but
right.
If you want to turn to that tab, if you will, they're showing a loss year-to-date of $18,553.
Hmm.
The national office, I seldom talk about it, but certainly we can go there because that one basically is an accrual basis. So certainly on the central services. I'm kind of playing, and when I say playing is that we've been in discussions about perhaps being able to show a cash report of this instead of an accrual, because I think that one, that would have, quite frankly, would be more dramatic for one as opposed to on the expenses just being accrual base.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I think I would like to start for the new fiscal year, if you will, have the financials on a cash basis, just so you can see how they're trending.
Is that something that is in your purview to do, Anita, or would you need any motion from us or a motion from the PNB to do that?
I mean, we've had them before. We just have not maintained them. So I think we already have the guidance. We could start doing them again and share them at this meeting. Again, I think it would be very alarming because that one also would tie to your cash at the end of the month, if you will, or the first. So they're very dramatic. That's all I'm saying. But I think that would be good for everyone to be here.
Thank you.
Our poll.
Go ahead, our poll.
Yeah, I think that would be a very good idea, too. We've had, you know, just one of the things when people first get on the NFC, everybody ends up at some point stepping into an accrual, so to speak, because it looks like, you know, it looks like this is going along and there it is. And if it's revenue, it looks like the revenue's there. It looks like the bills are being paid to the national office. And then you find, oh, no, that's an accrual. It's really $300,000 in the red. So, yes, I would welcome seeing the national office stuff being on a cash basis. I think that would be great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Is that the end of your report, Anita?
Yes, sir.
Let's see where we are on our time. Go back and find the agenda. Okay, we had 40 minutes scheduled for this. We've only used 30. Is there any other question or is there anything else anyone wants to discuss? Hearing none, let's go on to item 9. Which I had scheduled 20 minutes for because I thought we might be introducing a new version of the KPFK draft budget, but we're not there yet. That's what the meeting next week is for. So I think we can skip that item. And let's go to the budget timelines, and we have 5 minutes remaining in the meeting. Let's see how the stations are doing in regard to working on their fiscal year 22 budgets. Sharon, do you want to start? We'll come back to Sharon. Fred?
Okay, well, our new general manager will be starting tomorrow at KPFK. And so at this point, if there is a fiscal 22 budget, it's probably at NETA. In draft form that we can present to our GM as a something that he can then start as a baseline.
I see.
I think that's about all I can say. We've been waiting for management, and we're very anticipating this event.
Hopefully that'll be good. Okay, I understand that. That's talked about that quite a bit already today. In case anybody didn't notice, I'm going around to the treasurers of each station. Teresa?
We have a new general manager that started on August 15th, and he attended a finance committee meeting, and he signed off on the budget that had been prepared by our business manager.
Very good.
That's all that we have to say right now.
And so,
he also said that he is preparing, you know, he's looking into grants, and if all grants need to go through the interim executive director because of the problem that we had last year, that probably needs to be called to his attention.
Good point. Perhaps you could do that for us? That would be much appreciated. And, yeah, it was.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. That's great.
Well, probably it would be better if the IED sent something to all general managers and said, please submit all grant proposals through me or please discuss them with me. I mean, because probably everyone needs to be reminded.
All right. I will send an email to Lydia with regard to that.
I appreciate that.
And hopefully she can send it out to everyone. That's a good idea. We have two relatively new GMs in the mix. Okay. Nick is not here. Julie, do you have any information for us on the timeline?
I do.
Good.
We have a draft budget. We have shared it with our LSB. We hope that the LSB will approve it in the October meeting, and it will be forwarded to the PMB NFC shortly thereafter, but no guarantees. Thanks. Bye.
Understood. Thank you. Appreciate that. Sounds like you're running to catch an elevator or something. And New York, Arpaul?
No update from last time. We have a meeting in, a week? And, we have a local finance committee meeting a week from tomorrow, and we may or may not finish it then. And it looks like, again, October or November for the LSB to deal with the budget.
Understood. Very good. All right. That brings us to, by my clock, 10:14. We have a 10:15 time certain. It just clicked over to 10:15. I think we are adjourned. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Anita.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you, Anita.
Good night, all.